This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. Seriously. I mean, there is so much going on, and I love seeing the comments and what have you, and knowing that you're engaged and that you're involved. If you head up to the website, you can therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. There's a live chat room there. People that are, I hope or think, that are on the same page as you, you can get involved with them as well. And it's just a lot going on there. Anyway, if you head up to the website, give me your email address. It's really simple. Every single week, we send out one. Just one email lets you know what's coming up, the shows that are going to be on, that kind of stuff, and you can get involved in it. And I know you want to be involved because you tell me you want to be involved. Now, you wouldn't lie to me, right? Just ask it. I don't believe any of you would really lie to me. I hope. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, there is so much, and I mean so much, going on in the news. And I don't know if it's all distractions. I don't believe it's all necessarily distractions, but they've got so much coming at us. I can't imagine any other reason for it. When you look at what's happening in the news in D.C. with Mueller and the not just the election, the investigation. But now he's looking everywhere. Right? I mean, he is looking every place for, I don't know, what do you want to say? For any kind of, to nail the president in any way, shape, manner, or form? What do you do with that? I mean, it's almost like he's chasing him. Come on, think about it. He's chasing him, all around the place to see what he can nail him, them at. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, if you want to weigh in on any of this, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just simply being part of the conversation. I don't know if you heard. I don't know how many of you actually old enough to remember this story or anything about this story. But what's it? Jimmy, remember Jimmy Hoffa? Anybody here old enough to remember Jimmy Hoffa?
Let me tell you something. I've known where Jimmy's been for a long, long time. Bring me another glass of wine over here, will you? I tell the story.
You know, Jimmy Hoffa disappeared. For those of you who may not know. I mean, just gone. Right? One day somebody was talking to him, then bang. Never to be found again. And it was great, because, was head of the Teamsters Union, definitely a mafia thug, if you would. I mean, come on, let's be honest about it. It's not like a tea party when you join the mafia and go to do something with them. But, I mean, he disappeared 43 years ago. I mean, I remember it as a kid. I remember people talking about it. I remember certain friends of the family saying, yeah, I'm never going to find him again. Right? I mean, it was a hot day. The Teamsters president, labor icon, James Hoffa was his name, but Jimmy Hoffa. And it was said that that is said to have opened the rear door of a 1975 Maroon Mercury in the parking lot of the Manchester Red Fox restaurant in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. And he climbed in, drove off, and never seen again. Now, that just doesn't happen. A guy like that with people who know he's around and who he is, and I won't say what he's worth because I don't mean it that way. You just don't disappear like that, right? 40 years later, nobody seems to know where he still is, right? Or who killed him? Well, they have a clue as to who killed him. There was an investigation back in 2004 of people outside the Michigan area. Francis Joe Sheehan, age 43, president local in Wilmington, Delaware, was looked at. He was a known associate. I always love that. When they say he's a known associate, that means that he was a known mafia member. That's what it means. Okay, let's get past all the nice foo-foo words, right? And he had talked in the past about knowing about Hoffa's disappearance and maybe even where he was. Jokingly, they called him the Irishman. Remember, because to be the mafia, you couldn't be Irish. You couldn't be anything. You had to prove that you were Sicilian, that you had Sicilian blood. Your mother had to be at least Sicilian. Your dad could be Italian, but your mom had to be Sicilian. Right? Now, she had told people after throwing back a few whiskeys that he drove with Hoffa to a nearby house where they talked and he shot him twice in the back of the head. Period. Now, eventually, they did find traces of blood, but they've never really tracked it or connected it to Jimmy Hoffa. But I think they're trying to resurrect that again. But, I mean, think about that. 43 years ago, and they still don't know what happened to him, where he went, where he disappeared to. They know, or somebody knows, obviously. But when you have that much power, the Teamsters Union, very powerful union at the time, you can bury anything, including people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, we'll talk about the confusion of the teenagers. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Love that. Come on, you gotta have a little edge, right? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I mean that sincerely. I know there's like 3,000 or 10,000 other shows you could be watching. You've chosen this one, and I very much knowing how precious time is, knowing how quick it could end, I appreciate your time with me. So back at it again. I always have a lot of fun with this stuff. You know, I've been trying to get, and I just need to push harder, an expert on teenage issues come on the show. She's a doctor. She's been working on, I don't want to give you a name yet, but she's been working on these issues with teenagers or this new generation, the last two generations that grew up with the smartphone and information at their fingertips and how much it's changed them and how much it's changed their mindset. And, you know, when you get these stuff spoon-fed, and that's what you're getting, when you get stuff spoon-fed to you, it changes everything, doesn't it? So, according to a recent study in The Economist, teenagers are better behaved and less hedonistic nowadays. But they're also lonelier and more isolated. And that's because you don't need to leave the house to make friends. You just simply need to go on Facebook. You know, it's really funny. Somebody was saying the other day, text messaging, right? And in our day, what was text messaging, right? You'd be handing notes in class to each other. That was text messaging. And if you know the groups they have on Facebook, you know, they have the different groups and people show up at different places and friends get together on these groups. What you do, you see the memes, right? You walk down the street and you look where all the banana bikes are hanging out. That's where all the boys were hanging out, right? So whatever house all the bikes were in front of was where everybody was. At the gates of a Santa Monica College in Los Angeles, a young man with a skateboard is hanging out near a group of people who are smoking marijuana. Right? They're right there in front of the campus police. But now it's legal. Now his head's clouded too, but with worry, not weed, he frets about his student loans and the difficulty of finding a job, even fearing that he might end up homeless. Right? I mean, where did this come from? Look at, not that debt is good. Not that getting debt in school is good or any of that. What did our parents do different, and then these kids' parents did different, to be fearful of this stuff? Not to want to take chances. You know, entrepreneurship was all about taking chances. Starting your own business was all about taking chances. You were putting it all on the line. You might have to move. At that point, you might have to move it back into mommy and daddy's house if you blew it all. I mean, not that I like the guy, but you come back to Jeff Bezos, and you think about what he did with Amazon. He used mommy and daddy. He used all his money. Then he used all mommy and daddy's money. And he was shooting for broke. I mean, he was go. If they had lost that, they lost everything. They were moving in with his sister. But they didn't. And look where he is today. And my question to you to a degree is, do we have that today? Do we have young people that are willing to take chances like that? Do we have older people that are willing to take chances like that? I mean, be concerned about your student loans. Think about how you're going to pay them off, how you're going to move forward with them, yes. But to be pretty much wax feeble over it, not being able to move? Worried that you're going to end up homeless? Where's his family? And I love these people say, well, we're worried that robots are going to take jobs away from us. Well, they are, especially if you want to be a burger flipper at McDonald's and you want 15 plus an hour. Those are not life-sustaining jobs. Those are training jobs. Those are jobs that teach you how to deal with other people, how to work with customers, how to figure out that you are not number one all the time. Let me tell you what. You want to be humbled? Some of these guys that have been executives in their life, and during the second Great Recession under Obama, who had to go back to flipping burgers or were greeters at Walmart, that'll humble you. You figure out you're not number one anymore. People aren't looking for you to do anything more than pick up the papers on the ground and put the carts away. The writer says the stigma against all these things is stronger than it was for his parents or the generation before. Young people are indeed behaving and thinking differently from previous cohorts at the same time. These shifts can be seen in almost every rich country, from America to the Netherlands to South Korea. Some have been underway for many years, but they've seemed to accelerate with social media. And they have. Right? The biggest change in teenagers is, believe it or not, they're getting drunk less. They start drinking later on in life. The average age which young Australians first try alcohol has risen from, thank God, 14 years old to 16 years old. And even when they start, they sip rather than chug. I mean, you see this stuff going on. But there's another part to this, too. You know, we've done these stories before that are left out of these. You know, the ones where you find out that not only are they starting everything, they're moving out of their parents' house later in life. Right? They're not buying cars. They're not getting married. They're not giving driver's licenses. They're not doing anything that may cost them more money. Or have to make a commitment. I think the commitment is the big part of it. That's just me. In England, and they would know, pubs are failing at a larger rate because there's less young people coming in. Right? People went out for a drink a lot to socialize and that kind of thing. They don't do that anymore. Usually they go out, especially at a pub. At a pub, it's not just drinking. They drink and they eat and they drink and they eat and they drink and they eat. They shoot darts and they go back to drinking and eating. Right? Other drugs, according to the European monitor, says that they're falling out of favor as well. Drug addiction is down. Not in California. Not in the United States. I mean, we still have the heroin epidemic. The proportion of kids who have tried cigarettes, down. I mean, would you start here? You know, I will say one thing. We've turned our young people on to being more healthy in a lot of ways. But when you get to the dope, and I don't care where you stand on dope, I'm sorry. Not as good for you as you think it's done. Now, the oil, the cannabis oil is great. I don't see how you can sit there and scream about health and scream about how great it is for you and you're putting the smoke in your lungs. No matter what it is, what the medicinal purposes are, putting smoke in your lungs is bad. It goes against the manufacturer's directions. It causes the lungs not to work the way they're supposed to. More on the teens, and when we come back, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump says he believes in meetings with anybody, including the president of Iran.
Good for the country, good for them, good for us, and good for the world. No preconditions. If they want to meet, I'll meet.
This after Mr. Trump and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani traded hostile warnings earlier this month. Washington is preparing to reimpose sanctions on Tehran within days, despite objections from the UK, France, China, Russia, and Germany. The President made the comment during a joint news conference with Italy's Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister and I also agree that the brutal regime in Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never. We encourage all nations to pressure Iran to end the full range of its malign activities. The United States welcomes the partnership of Italy in these vital efforts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. All right, I'll give you a minute to get back in your chair. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to be a man like you. Well, you don't want to be a man like me, believe me. I'll tell you what. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Head up to the website, realside.com. That's the realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, live chat room up on the website, a live chat room up on the, what is that thing, the Facebook feed, and let's get back at it. So, apparently, the teens are less hedonistic nowadays, but they're more afraid. I mean, seriously, they're more afraid of things. I don't remember, but I don't know if we were just too stupid to know any better. But, I mean, seriously, when you think about what we were up against as kids and some of the things that we had to do, listen, I don't know. I look back on my life and I go, I wasn't that bad. I didn't have that white privilege they talk about all the time, but I wasn't that bad. You know, Tammy and I talk about it from time to time. I've said there were a lot of things I wish I had as a kid, but I don't think I'd be the person I was today if I had those things. I don't think a lot of you who are good people would be where you're at today if you didn't have the upbringing you had, if you didn't have the challenges and trials in life and the victories. You need victories, too. I get it. But just interesting, you know? They say teenagers are also having less sex today, especially of the procreative kind. So in 1991, 54% of American teenagers in grades 9, think about this, 9 through 12, that's ages 14 to 18, reported that they were sexually active, right? I mean, and the in 2015, there were 41% and 12% of kids said they were sexually active. You know, the use of alcohol went down. I mean, all these things started to tweak off, if you would. Now, Dr. Jean Twenge, she's a psychologist at San Diego State University. She's written four books. She's the doctor I was telling you about earlier that I'm going to have on. And you know, she talks about the iPhone and what that's done, or the smartphone, if you would. I want to blame it all on the iPhone. She's shown that the proportion of Americans aged 20 to 24 who report having no sexual partner since the age of 18 rose from 6.3% for those born in the late 1960s to 15% for those born in the early 1990s. Now, Japan's a more extreme case, she says. In 2015, 47% of unmarried 20 to 24-year-old Japanese men said they had never had sex, up from 34% in 2002. Right? In short, she says young people are less hedonistic and break fewer rules than in the past. Well, yes, right. I mean, seriously, I mean, were we more aggressive? Were we more willing to take chances? One young professor says, well, the kids are kind of boring right now. I don't know if they're boring. I mean, they've been told, they've been taught slash told to be afraid of everything. Right? According to recent some recent studies show that parents spend much more time on child care than they have in decades. Now, I want you to think this through. Think about this. The average parent spent 88 minutes a day looking after their children in 2012, which is up from 41 minutes in 1965. Fathers up their child care hours the most. Well, families are smaller now, so they have more time to spend with their kids. But the problem is that by spending more time with their kids, they're doting over them more. They're telling them how great they are more. Right? I mean, you've got this stuff going on. That's why I said I want to bring her on. I think you'd be surprised to hear and see really what the difference is in this and what damage you do to your kids by constantly hovering over. We used to call them helicopter parents. By constantly hovering over them and making excuses for them. Or helping them through, or pushing them through, doesn't help. Let me tell you what's happened because of this. You've got more and more and more millennials that are, I won't say retiring, but quitting earlier. Right? Now, millennials now make up plurality of the American workforce, which means that the employers who want their operations to run smooth need to understand what makes these people tick, the ones that were born after 83. One key thing that they want to recognize is what's behind millennials. Frequent decisions to hand in resignations is because they want more time off. Think about that. They want more time off. They want more time to pursue the things they like to do. All right? Some of them want to take off and go to Europe for a couple of months or even a couple of years. And then they want to come back and kind of pick up where they left off. I mean, who told these people this was okay? A new report from Visser shows the members of that generation nearly twice as likely to quit a job. In 2016, among workers with less than 4 years of tenure, almost 35% of millennials chose to jump ship compared to 20% among non-millennials. I mean, think about this. And right now, you have employment at an all-time high, right? I mean, we have more jobs available than we have people to fill them. And these kids still want to quit and move on. And if they, you know, you hear these kids say that they can't afford to pay for certain things. Right? Come on. How many times have you heard them say, I don't have enough money to move out. I don't have enough money to do this or that or the other thing. But if you're going to quit your job, how do you ever expect to own a house? Now, some people say the houses are now out of reach for young people. That might be true. I don't know. I don't know what jobs are paying. I know that I drive through some areas that look like pretty cool areas to live in, and I know the kids could never afford to do that. Really that simple. I'm told by some that we need to learn how to deal with millennials. Well, why? I mean, I realize that they're the workforce or what we're having to deal with today. But if we start making concessions for the people working for us, if we have to start bending the rules, doing things differently to try, I mean, why would I beat my brains out to make concessions for, to give somebody more time off, to give them more money, to get mediocre work and have them quit in 4 or 5 years? Where's the upside for me, the owner? Why shouldn't I go to Mexico or Canada or Europe? When you think about some of the stuff going on in this country, the entitlements we have, you know, on a somber note, we have like the highest suicide rates in the world, or among the top 3 or 5. And they're mostly young people, because young people don't feel like they have a purpose, a goal. They don't know what to do with themselves. Why is that? Why do you think that is? You can blame it on society, but why do you think that is? How were they brought up? What were they brought up to believe? What are their disappointments? Why do they think that they don't matter anymore? Just things to think about. Right? And are we training them up properly to handle the career paths they're really, really, really able to handle? I know we do it in business sometimes. We set people up to fail by thinking they have the ability to do something, not stepping back and really thinking about it and pushing them forward. Right? And they fail at it. And it doesn't do them well mentally, but it definitely doesn't do us well at all. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A federal judge rules against Trump in a Philadelphia Sanctuary City case. This just never stops, right? The federal judge ruled in favor of the city of Philadelphia over whether the Trump administration could withhold law enforcement grants over Sanctuary City. You know, I was talking to somebody about this today. That's why I'm bringing this up again. We'll hit it on the other side of the break. You can't have it both ways, though. The cities cannot try to force the government to take care of immigration and block them from taking care of immigration. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Again, live, always a pleasure to have you with me. And thanks for staying. Thanks for hanging out. Let's put it that way. All right. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yes, be part of the conversation. Seriously. I don't know what you're waiting for. You can head up to the website, you can head up to the Facebook pages. Dozen ways to get involved with people much smarter than I am involved in a conversation as a whole. If you head up to the website, you can buy a coffee mug, TRS coffee mug. Everything tastes better in a TRS coffee mug, I guarantee it. So, we're talking about this has always been an irritant of mine. Two of them, really. How judges now have got to the point where many have, not all, but many have come to the point where it's a partisan issue. Many have got to the point where they're, you know, it's based on how they feel and not law. It's based on what they interpret law to mean and not the law itself. And I've read case after case after case where some of these judges go looking for the case law where they can get away with going the direction they want to go in. There might be 150 cases that go 180 degrees from where they want to go, but they find the 1, the 5, the 10 that follow their direction. And that's funny because somebody mentioned something to me and I went back and started looking. How many of the even the Supreme Court cases refer to the Constitution and what part when they talk about why they voted a certain way or they ruled? Actually, they don't vote. They give opinions. Let's remember that. The judges give an opinion and say what they believe the law to be or what they believe they should be doing. And you're hearing less and less and less about them saying, well, the Constitution specifically says A, B, and C. Remember, Judge Sotomayor, which I think this right here should knock her out of the running or take her out of the trustee position or the court position on Donald Trump's ban, religious ban, right? His ban on Muslims, I'll call it what they call it, makes them happier. Sotomayor, even though the other judges, the majority of other judges said, hey, look, the president has a right to do this. It's within his power. It's constitutionally within his power. She voted against that. See, she voted against the president's power saying, well, based on what he said when he was running for office. Well, the law is not based on what the president or the candidate says when they're running for office. Because when they're speaking about what they're going to do when they're running for office, it's up to the people to decide if that's what they want or not. Now, if the president came in and said he was going to lock up all these people for reasons A, B, and C without due process, then, yeah, then he's got some problems. But when the president said, I'm going to hinder or stop or prohibit travel from these countries here, there, and... And matter of fact, the funny thing about it was they weren't all predominantly Muslim. But that's within his power. He has the power. And if he has the power to do it, nobody should be able to stop him. Not unless you can prove that what he's doing is against the law. Now, the judge out of Philadelphia is a Democrat. Which is why I'm saying, when you have the Supreme Court coming down 5-4 and you have what? 4 Democrats, 5 Republicans, or vice versa. It comes down on partisan lines, and it shouldn't. Should have nothing to do with partisanship. Anyway, the Philadelphia Inquirer reported that the federal judge said that the Trump administration policy to withhold certain law enforcement grants based on local immigration policies violates statutory and constitutional law. Really, but which? Well, where? Which one? What? And said that the city's policy of not complying with full federal immigration authorities was reasonable, rational, and equitable. It's not what the Supreme Court said, though. We'll get to that in a minute. But what I love with this is this. The federal government has the right to enforce immigration law. The grants given out by the federal government are not covered under the Constitution. They're not part of the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't have an amendment that says, you know, you'll give grant money to cities and states. So when the federal government decides to give out some extra bucks for certain positions or policies, they have a right to put guidelines in there. So what I would say is, don't fight back, let it go. When the grants come up for renewal this year, I would rewrite them to include, you strictly adhere to these rules or else. I would just leave it at that. Now the thing to do when they go into court to fight this, they can say, hey, look, you guys knew going in this was the law. You signed and agreed to it. If you won't agree to it, you don't get the money. It's really that simple. Right? The judge came out with this ruling based on a similar ruling from a different federal judge. So here we go. So we're going to follow judge after judge after judge, especially when the judge is Democrats and liberal and applying their own thinking to the law. Department of Justice appealed that judge's ruling back in January. The original ruling, which started this lawsuit going. See, it's never going to stop. The job, the thought, the whatever, is to keep these people on their toes long enough for lawsuits to wear them down. Now, in the original ruling last year, U.S. District Judge Michael Bailson called it a misnomer to label Philadelphia a sanctuary city, but they did it. That's what I was getting a kick out of. They did it. When you have these hardcore lefties who say there's no such thing as a sanctuary city, then maybe you should go tell the Democrats in Oakland, San Francisco, and other places who say, we are now a sanctuary city. We are passing a sanctuary city bill. If there's no such thing, then what are they passing? Just curious. Philadelphia is not a sanctuary for anyone involved in criminal conduct, nor is it a sanctuary, well, any law? Really? I mean, I'm amazing at the comments that they make, but if you're here illegally, you've already broken the law, right? And on top of that, a lot of them drive without driver's licenses. You're breaking the law. You drive without insurance. You're breaking the law. Right? If you've stolen a name, you've stolen somebody's identity, boy, are you breaking the law. Philadelphia is not a sanctuary city for anyone involved in criminal conduct, nor is it a sanctuary as to any law enforcement investigation. Right? We'll prosecute and imprison anyone who found guilty of a crime. So says the mayor. There's no evidence on the record whatsoever that non-citizens of Philadelphia commit. This is a standard line from these people. Right? I mean, think about it. This is a standard line by the left. That there's no evidence whatsoever that nonsense, but that's not true. There's plenty of evidence to show that they do. They get away with more. They commit and get away with more. Because nobody wants to go through what it takes to put them in jail. Nobody wants to go through the reports that have to be filled out. Yeah, it's crazy. Big crazy. Not a little crazy, big crazy. And it continues on. So another quickie, if you would, if I can get this one out pretty quick. This happened in L.A. a while back, and the DA has declined to file charges against a Democrat donor in a male escort's overdose. So the prosecutors, they're declining to file charges against a major Democratic donor known as Ed Buck. This is in the case of Jamel Moore, an African-American male escort found dead inside of Buck's West Hollywood mansion. I don't know how it got there. I don't know. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office said that the admissible evidence is insufficient to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. So the district attorney has decided that he may not be able to win this case. You say, oh my God, what do you think you'd want to fight for? A human being was lost. A human being was killed. Moore was 26 and found by police on July 27th inside the apartment of Buck 63. Buck, a well-known figure in LGBTQ circles, has given more than $500,000 to a range of Democratic groups and candidates. There you go. See, if we give that kind of money away to Democrats, we can get away almost with murder. The document also cited as an inadmissible search and seizure, but didn't provide any details. So here you go. So another, a claim unsubstantiated made, just like with the Hillary thing, right? Yeah, she did this, she did that, she did this, but nobody's going to prosecute her, so we're going to let her go. Right? And this guy has given big bucks to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Mayor Eric Garcetti out of Los Angeles. And the fact that somehow there was a legal search and seizure done, that means that none of the evidence really counts. Well, not cool. Somebody's been killed, somebody died, that's somebody's father, husband, whatever. Brother, son, we should investigate. Hey, I've never seen your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me so much that you're spending time with me today. A lot more coming up after the break. I'm not telling you what it is. You got to come back. Seriously. We'll be back in a few minutes.